This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
The Associated Press is reporting three people plus the pilot died in the crash. Multiple buses of illegal immigrants arrived in Albany, New York over the Memorial Day weekend. The middle-of-the-night drop-offs has the Colony Town Supervisor suing Albany and New York City following the arrival to a hotel in the town Saturday. Colony Town Supervisor and former Judge Peter Crummy on Fox News this morning.
Not heading to the sanctuary city of Albany, but actually heading to Colony, New York. And that's when we got going as to seeking relief from the court system until we can sort this out.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California, is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California, has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. A new report from the U.S. Postal Service shows that mail carriers really do have a reason to be cautious of man's best friend. The USPS reported more than 5,300 postal workers were attacked by dogs last year. Houston, Texas had the highest number of dog attacks on UPS workers. 57 in all were registered last year. USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Oil prices are jumping higher this morning after Saudi Arabia said it will cut oil production. Saudi Arabia will reduce how much oil it sends to the global economy, taking a unilateral step to support sagging oil prices. OPEC Plus Alliance announced the Saudi cuts of 1 million barrels a day came yesterday after a meeting of the alliance at OPEC headquarters in Vienna. Well, it's not quite the same, but it's a modern version. Volkswagen is now selling a new version of one of its classic models.
It's maybe about the same size, has a similar look, only modern, and it has nothing like the little four-cylinder engine it shared with the Beetle. But the Volkswagen Microbus is back, sort of. This new version is called the ID Buzz. It's about the same size as the classic Microbus of the 50s and 60s, but the Buzz name is for a reason. This one's electric. And by the way, the official name of what we used to call the microbus was the Volkswagen Transporter. I'm Richard Johnson.
A man is dead after jumping off a cliff into a river near Mount Baldy, California. The 33-year-old man jumped into the water that was about 15 feet deep late yesterday afternoon. A friend the man was hiking with found him downstream after he did not resurface. It's unclear if the man drowned or hit his head on something underwater. Justin Combs, the oldest son of Sean Diddy Combs, is facing a misdemeanor DUI charge after running a red light in Beverly Hills yesterday morning. Lance Pry, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thank you for joining in. And look at all hands on deck. We got about 70% of America says we're on the wrong track. Hey, great observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? Okay. And as we were talking with Dr. Ron Martinelli and even with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier, it is incessant. I mean, it is so pervasive and resistant to common sense that it is overwhelming. And I can understand why you just say, look at, it's a lost cause. Let's move on here. But look at, this is about our country. And what affects our country affects our grandkids and the next generation, the legacy that we live behind. You may say, okay, well, you know, what do I got left? You know, maybe a decade or so left to live. So why should I worry? You know, I certainly that's up to you to make that decision. But why... You know, how do you do that with a clear conscience, knowing that you've been ever able to enjoy a country where freedom reigns, or at least reigns most of the time of our lives here, and that we're going to turn over a dysfunctional country that is so compromised when it comes to the rule of law and this constitutional republic? You know, just something to think about. Dr. John Lott joins us now, the author of Gun Control Myths, to talk about Hunter Biden. There's just so much to deal with here. I mean, again, speaking of these non sequiturs, John, that we have to deal with these conflicts. It just, you know, you think, well, what happened to common sense and the rule of law? And then everything that has to do with the Bidens just kind of turns the rule of law on its head. How you doing, John?
You're doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well,
it's a lot. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You.
It's very concerning about what you're raising. You know, obviously, the Department of Justice for a number of years now has known about the firearms violations that Hunter Biden did. When you buy a gun, you fill out something called a 4473 on it. And one of the questions that are there when they do the background check is, have you been using prohibited substances?
Mm-hmm.
And Hunter Biden himself has made it very clear, even before the laptop kicked
in, right,
that he was using illegal drugs, drugs that were illegal under federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when he filled out the paperwork for buying the gun, he, under penalty of perjury, claimed that he was not using such drugs. And so, you know, that's perjury. That's punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And the Department of Justice, as I say, has been dragging its feet on this. I mean, this is a very simple case here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That usually these types of violations of with regard to 4473s are among the easiest cases for the federal government to go and prove. But his lawyers realize that if a charge is eventually filed, they don't really have much of a defense against it. And so what they're arguing is that the Bruin decision from last year should be applied to background checks. So they want to go and argue that this was the case that the Supreme Court decided with regard to New York's concealed carry laws, where Justice Thomas was saying, look, when you evaluate whether or not a law is constitutional, you go and look at the wording of the Second Amendment. If that's not clear, you go and look at the debate that occurred at that time. And if that's not clear, you go and look to see what laws are in effect in either 1791 when the Second Amendment was adopted or in 1868 when the 14th Amendment applied the Second Amendment to the states, not just restricting what the federal government can do. And the thing is, they want to go and argue that background checks are unconstitutional. While Thomas had four votes for that type of kind of methodology for evaluating whether or not a law is constitutional or not, he didn't have five votes. You also had Kavanaugh and Robert, who listed out a whole set of laws that they thought would still be constitutional, and among those were background checks. So I think they're going to have a hard time going and winning the case, but it's just ironic because here you have Biden been attacking the Supreme Court viciously over the last year since their decision came out, and yet his son is trying to go and argue that background checks are unconstitutional.
This is hysterical, isn't it? Don't you love irony? I mean,
yeah, no, it's amazing. Yeah. I wish somebody in the media, I guess one reporter from Fox the end of last week kind of asked a related question, but I wish people would just come out and explicitly ask the White House about this apparent contradiction that, you know, what does Biden think of his son declaring that background checks are unconstitutional on purchasing guns?
Well, but if you look at the laws that Joe Biden, as a senator, supported, his son should have already been in jail, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, he's not going to give you, all he's going to do is give you spin, and God forbid you try to get something from, Corinne Jean-Pierre, because it doesn't mean anything anyway. I mean, look at, Joe Biden's doing everything that he can, that he's done all along, through Hunter Biden's life. I mean, he's coddled him. He has, been codependent with his dependents, and it's a terrible display. And if anything, the American people can learn, from Joe Biden's errors. And that's not to say that, hey, all parents get it right. We've all made mistakes, but this is so egregious and so blatant that, it should be a learning lesson for the parents of the rest of America, is that this is how you not raise a son who, is involved with drugs, and he's breaking the law. He's having an affair with your son's widow. He won't even support the child that he brought into the world, and on and on. I mean, it's so antithetical. Just in terms of, what most people would regard as values of the American people, John.
Right. Well, I mean, it also goes to this notion that there are different justice systems for different people.
Of course.
This is the type of case that normally would have been. I was working at the Department of Justice up until January 2021. This is a type of case that would have been handled in a month at most. And yet now we're talking about years that this has been dragging on. And one of the things that can happen is if it drags on much longer, then the statute of limitations will lapse and nobody will be able to go and bring the case. So it's kind of, it looks as if it's purposely being slow walked. You know, of course, there are other types of issues here that have come out with regard to...
Well, I'll tell you what, let's address that on the other side of the break. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. John Lott. Stay right where you are. It's just about 15 after the top
of the
hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You said that Trump poses a near existential threat to the rule of law. And this is something similar language that I hear privately from national security officials, some people you and I both know who will say this privately about what a second term could mean. But tell me a little bit about the specifics of what he could try to do. What do you mean by that?
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list.
because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission, direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders?
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it seems like science fiction in a way. But it's what another 4 years of Donald Trump really promises, which is why people criticize CNN for their town hall. I want the American people to stare at the threat that we're facing and understand that they cannot take the next election off.
We're living the threat, Dr. John Lott. This, of course, is former FBI Director James Comey with Jen Psaki. And, you know, you love the left, and I've said this forever. If you just listen to what they say, they self-indict. The very thing they accuse the opposition of is the very thing that they're doing. I mean, to hear him talk, you're going, well, that sounds like the Joe Biden administration. We don't have to wait for retribution. Retribution is happening right now, right?
Well, I mean, it's not just the Biden administration, it's the Obama administration.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anybody who reads the Durham report, you know, will know that the Hillary Clinton, you know, Russia hoax type stuff was approved of by Obama and Biden. They were informed of this. You had, obviously, the FBI and the CIA spying on the presidential campaign of an opposing party. But, you know, you look at all the stuff that's going on under Biden. I mean, you have... you know, the raid on Mar-a-Lago and how that was treated differently. You even had people within the FBI going and objecting to it being done. But do they do the same thing with Biden and the documents that they found in all the different places that that he had them? No. You know, it's a whole list of things that have gone on. I mean, you and I don't need to repeat them all, but it's just everything from looking at abortion clinics things. You know, the Biden administration talks about violence against abortion providers, but yet you find 22 times more violence against pro-life organizations this last year than you saw against abortion providers.
Exactly.
And yet the Biden administration doesn't keep track of any of the violence against pro-life organizations. You know, you have people arrested and prosecuted by the Department of Justice dealing with pro-life type issues that don't involve any type of violence or anything, and very dramatically different standards that are there. They politicized the whole thing. I was working in the Department of Justice up until January 2021, and I dealt with data, so I can't go and talk about kind of the FBI writ large, but I can go and say that the people that were dealing with the data people in the FBI were very politicized. They would fight you tooth and nail against getting data that may have shined a poor light on many types of gun control issues that were there. They would, even when you point out errors in reports, they would refuse to fix them. I mean, it's one thing to kind of miss the data, but when somebody goes and points out that you're systematically missing things like defensive gun uses in their active shooting reports. So if you look at the data, I'll just give you one example. If you look at the data from 2014 through 2022, the FBI claims that only 6% of the active shooting cases were stopped by people legally carrying guns. I look at it, and if you look at places where people were legally allowed to carry, It's actually over 60%.
Exactly.
But they, the cases that they miss are basically ones where people use guns defensively to stop cases. And it's disturbing. I mean, I worked in the federal government in the 1980s. And if you pointed out data errors, even when people disagreed with you politically on other things, they would go and fix them. That's not the attitude now. And, you know, this is information that the FBI puts out that's used in academic studies, that's used by courts across the country in many court cases. It's used in political debates. You know, it's really amazing. I mean, I can tell you war story after war story about how they
This is how they've weaponized this, though, John. This is how they weaponize it. They get an outside group, you know, that they've paid to draw up a paper, policy paper, based on these false numbers, and then you know they're not going to address it because they've already that stuff is already out there. It's permeated the whole narrative, and they're driving it based on these bad numbers. And then when you go and try and, you know, it's kind of like what we're doing with the election. People are still going, you know, I don't believe in the 2020 election. Here's these new numbers. No, we don't want to hear it. We've already, that door is closed. It's fixed. We got what we wanted. Let's move on. And then you're accused of whining. But wait a minute, you go, what's wrong here? We're just stepping over these, you know, purposeful errors and the manipulation and these lies, and the next thing you know, you've got a government that's out of control, and we've got people in jail unjustly because of these numbers. I mean, they build a case based on a house of cards, Dr. John.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you look at information that was released on the January 6th riot that was there. Nobody's defending any violence that occurred there, any damage that was done to property. But they withheld the video that was there. Mm-hmm. They only selectively released it. Obviously, you had Nancy Pelosi, who had a political agenda, obviously, and very political herself, who controlled the release of that type of information, but the media itself has been completely uncurious about
what
video was being released and what wasn't. I mean, you would hope the media would go and say, well, release the rest of it for us so we can look at the whole thing. You know, why should we believe that you've released all the relevant parts of the video there? So you have people like the shaman, you know, was being accused of kind of violent insurrection there. And yet you see him calmly talking to police officers there and police kind of guiding him around and opening doors for him and just being very friendly and him being very friendly back and thanking the police for, you know, help for him and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I mean, it's just one example. That's not saying that there are not other people that didn't do something wrong, but you know, you compare it.
Yeah,
you compare it to something like the Lafayette Square riot.
Of course.
In summer 2020, where you had well over 100 police officers were injured. You had the church burned. You had them trying to scale the fence for the White House so that Secret Service had to try to move Trump to a secure location. But somehow scaling the White House fence isn't considered an act of insurrection. You have the media.
I'll tell you, we got to leave it there. Dr. John Lott, thank you, sir.
Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. And if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Sonic boom was heard over the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday as officials scrambled four fighter jets when a small aircraft violated the airspace above Washington, D.C.
FAA authorities say the Cessna crashed in a mountain area of southwest Virginia. The small plane can carry up to a dozen passengers, but it's not clear how many were on board. Officials were concerned about the aircraft, which was unresponsive and flying in a strange path over the D.C. area. Bowie, Maryland authorities say the sonic boom was from a plane out of Joint Base Andrews. I'm Dave Collins.
A major West Coast port near Los Angeles, California, is being affected by a labor dispute. According to CNBC, the largest terminal in Long Beach, California, has notified truckers that they will be closed today. Union workers walked off the job after a breakdown in wage negotiations. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Again, you know, I'm looking at Rasmussen, and we get a presidential monthly job approval rate of 45% in May, down only 3 points from April. Who are these 45% that think that, you know, the president's doing a good job? I mean, I just came back, I'm back in Florida from California, $2 a gallon difference. I'm paying, you know, over $5 in California for gas. I come back to Florida, it's about, you know, $3.25, $3.30 per gallon of gas. Inflation still through the roof, unemployment a mess, the border wide open, our national security is compromised, and 45%? Really? I mean, what are you thinking? What medication are you on to think that Joe Biden is doing a good job? 45%. I mean, are they living in a different country? I mean, am I lost in space here? Because I don't get it. You know, and I'm not making fun of Joe Biden because he's having a hard time walking off a stage. I'm just saying, just look at the bottom line here. And here it is. Jeff Cruer joins us, and we're joining Jeff's team there, and the Cajun Crusher is with us right now. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm perplexed here. Well, you know, Rasmussen comes up with, you know, we get these job approval ratings from Joe Biden, right? And there's this mysterious number anywhere, you know, 45, 48, 49% of Americans think President Biden's doing a good job. Who are these people? Are they aliens or what?
No idea. I have no idea. And I would say this, that recently we've seen a lot to be worried about, a lot to be concerned about with Joe Biden. So I don't know. I've seen some poll numbers that paint a different picture that show a lot of Americans don't want him to run again, are worried about his health, want somebody else. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, his approval numbers not too long ago were pretty low, but maybe this debt ceiling deal, maybe people are giving him a boost for that. Possibly. I'm not sure, Bill.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I just came back from California paying $5.50 for a gallon of gas. I'm back here, thank God, in the free country of Florida, and we're paying, what, $3.25?
Yes.
I mean, come on, give me a break. I mean, this is outrageous. And, of course, unfortunately, we don't have the Dodgers with the nuns of perpetual insanity, you know, taking over the ball field there. What a mess. I mean, it's just like...
Can you believe a team would affiliate with a radical group like that and then turn their back on the millions of Catholics in that area who are followers, supporters of the team? I mean, that's just insanity.
No, it really, but this is the nature. See, we're in the month of June, and these marketeers figure, okay, we're going to have all this increase and, you know, kumbaya with the pride flag and everything going on, and we just need to turn our brand on its head. You know, because everybody's going to love, you know, Pride Month. I mean, here we give one day for Memorial Day, but we're going to give 30 days for Pride Month because it's so significant. And look at all the money, whether, you know, Target, Kohl's, Walmart now jumping on board. You already had sports teams, right. You know, the NBA and the NFL. How well did that work for them?
Well, and I talked earlier on the program, Bill, about Sesame Street and how they're pushing it. I remember as a kid, Captain Kangaroo, they weren't pushing Pride Month. I mean, it's just incredible that things have changed so much, and it shouldn't be marketed to children. Children should be protected from that kind of material, and that's what this is all about, protecting children. It's not discriminatory feelings toward anybody in the LGBTQ community. It's just protecting children. That's what we want to do.
Well, exactly. And so, you know, okay, count me guilty. You know, I want to protect my kids. I want to protect my grandkids.
Right.
I don't want them to be violated like this. And these laws that are coming down that say, look, parents should not have a say if your kid's at school and feeling a little, you know, gender dysphoria. I'm going to shove some puberty blockers right down their throat and chemically castrate them and alter their body composition for the rest of their lives. And that's okay because I'm the teacher and I say it's okay.
I know. And you've seen parents across the country revolt against this, and parents are waking up. These school boards are now hearing from parents, and I say kudos to the parents that are speaking out. And things are changing. Look at what happened to Bud Light. I mean, people are now saying, hey, we're not going to support this any longer. And Target's had to backtrack, and I would assume Kohl's is going to do so. Dodgers are now having a Christian night there at the ballpark.
Well, they've always had a Christian night, Jeff. But the deal is that what's happening? Look, is that people go to the ball field to see what's on the ball field. It's what's between the lines, you know. They're there for entertainment. For all the money they're spending to go see a ball game these days, I mean, they don't care about all this other outside noise. I mean, look at what happened with the NFL. Is Kaepernick, after all the hoopla that Colin Kaepernick caused and all the loss of money that the NFL lost because of Colin Kaepernick, I mean, are they going to... You know, are you going to go to stadiums and all of a sudden you're going to see this big, you know, statue of Kaepernick with holy water coming out of his left ear?
Right.
Give me a break.
Well, I mean, and look what all the teams did to affiliate with Black Lives Matter and the kneeling, and that turned away a lot of fans. So the NFL sort of transitioned away from that and tried to sort of sweep that under the rug, but it's still there. I mean, we know these teams are still woke, Bill. They just don't maybe fly the flag as much anymore.
Well, part of it, see, they're backed up. It's kind of like with Fox. I mean, the announcement, I don't know if you caught the announcement Harris Faulkner made the other day. It was like, are you kidding me? I mean, Harris Faulkner, with all the, you know, the women who have written Christian books and everything, and she's pretty much just folding her tent, says, you know, here's the new party line for Fox. You know, we're going to abandon these conservative values. It's no wonder that they've lost a third of their audience, Jeff.
And those people aren't going back, and I think Fox is now turning off more and more people. I mean, and look at what they're doing in the presidential race. I mean, they're really trying to push DeSantis at the expense of Trump, and mm-hmm. and that's going to offend Trump supporters. So they're making some moves which are pretty questionable, and mm-hmm. they're losing viewers.
Well, Newsmax says thank you very much.
Right, exactly.
You know,
and, they're no dummies. They're the big beneficiary of all this, no doubt about it. Yes, I see a lot of the former Fox people now on Newsmax.
Yeah, well, there's a shift. I had an old mentor, Jeff, many years ago when I was in Los Angeles radio, and what happened was they survived because the competition made a bonehead move, and his statement was, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competition. And this is what Newsmax is saying about Fox and abandoning their core, you know, just like Disney. I don't know if you saw that video yeah. of that man dressed in the gingham yeah. dress, inviting young girls to come in to bibbidi bibbidi boo. You know, it's like, what? Are you kidding me?
I know who should be most offended by this. Women. I mean,
yes.
For every job that Dylan Mulvaney gets, taking away from a woman, that guy in that position, a lady should have been doing that. So, I mean, it's really offensive to women, mm-hmm. this whole thing,
yeah.
Bill.
Well, and of course, Disney is so unionized, too. I mean, where are the union, you know, female workers in that, you know, outrage? Because I remember, again, back in the days, I used to do, when I was working for Kiss Radio, I did an entertainment thing where we were, you know, playing disco music in one of their theaters there. And the kids would come and they would dance all night and everything as part of grad night. Well, the people were up in arms because, I mean, I was a union, I belonged to the union as far as the radio union was concerned, but I wasn't a union musician member, and they were none too happy with that. You know, so that, you know, it's amazing, you know, what happened then versus what's happening now. It's common sense is on its head, Jeff Guerrero.
These corporations, Bill, are going to eventually get a wake-up call, and I think people are going to start using their economic power and say no, and start deciding to spend their dollars at other places that are in line with their values, and I hope that happens more and more. I hope what happened to Bud Light happens to a lot more of these companies, Bill.
Well, these companies have been backed by, you know, by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, Jeff. And they could be running out of money, and they're not going to be able to support the idiocy, like you say, if people en masse stand up and just say, hell no, I'm not going to put up with it anymore for the sake of my kids.
And I'm encouraging people to do it more and more, Bill, because we need to...
Jeff Guerrero. Thank you, pal. Take care.
An attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite.
a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz. Yes, he is the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. You know, we're watching what's going on. We're day five of Pride Month. And, you know, I spoke with Jeff Johnson from Focus that you know really
yeah.
well there. And I thought what he had to share in terms of preparing families of, you know, what to say to kids, you know, how to
yeah.
talk to them about what's going on with Pride Month, because there's quite the conflict here, you know, and especially when you look at some of this polling, if you can believe it, you know, 2/3 of the American people, they're not into this trans stuff. You know, they want
yeah.
nothing to do with it. And so here it is. This is being thrust upon the American people at baseball games, you know, other entertainment venues, TV commercials. It has, you know, it's like you don't have a choice. So
yeah.
we need to have an open conversation, you know, with our kids and explain to them, you know, what's going on. You know, what is your position? And
yeah.
maybe, I think in some cases, Adam, it might force people to say, you know, I really want to be like, you know, like some other country and be nondescript and be nonpartisan about this stuff. But, you know, it's so much in your face. You don't have that choice because
yes.
whether you do it here and the way this the kids are being indoctrinated at school, you know, it's kind of like I just got back from California. I was talking to you know, the kids' parents, my grandkids' parents, and, you know, I said, are you aware of the books that are being, you know, pushed there in the classroom? You know, how they're sexualizing kids. Yeah, but they, you know, they got them out of there. They go, yeah, they got them out of there, but they put them in the library. And so instead of them now being relegated to, you know, kids in the lower classes, is now, or in the upper classes, is now available to all the kids. And, you know, kids being curious that they are, when that stuff gets out there, everybody knows what page to go to and where, what part of the library. So now you've got all these kids, the huddled masses, that are all circulating around that particular shelf where these books are at and, you know, giggling and poking and doing whatever and being exposed to stuff that, you know, parents are going to be hard pressed to take back, and they're going to be really challenged in how to manage this stuff, Adam, because this stuff is going to really have its impact. And people think, oh, well, not really. But, you know, I reminded people, and I don't mean to go on here, but I was reminding people about what happened in, you know, around 2000 when Bill Clinton was impeached and he openly talked about, you know, not having sex with that woman. and the revolution, kind of the unreported revolution that took place amongst young people during that time because of us, opening up and pulling back the curtain on the dalliances of one president, Bill Clinton.
Yep. You know, there's so much to be said here, Bill, and Jeff Johnson obviously is one of our sexuality experts here at Focus. That's his official bailiwick. I'm a little bit more unofficial in that, you know, at Plugged In, we deal with movies and entertainment, but as you know, obviously we're in a season culturally where sexuality permeates everything. And so in some ways I feel like we're tip of the spear. And here's what I would say. I think that as parents, we have to be, first of all, we've got to be willing and I think quick to wade into this conversation because the culture is having it whether we want the culture to have it or not. So we've got to equip our kids to think about it. Second, I think that we have to enter into that conversation with some core questions in mind. What is the purpose of sexuality and who gets to decide? Because as Christians, we actually have a worldview that I think invites us to understand and see God's purpose in sexuality in a really beautiful way, that it is a good gift that reflects God's image in us. You know, we're created male and female, and I think that we have to go beyond, well, God says homosexuality isn't the right thing, which is true as far as it goes, but we have to have an understanding of how it veers from God's designed and intended purpose, because if we don't equip our kids with that deep theological, really worldview underpinning, they're going to get swept up in the current of the culture. And then I think that we've got to talk about grace and truth, right? Everybody wants to say, well, Jesus would never say anything that made anybody feel bad. I mean, I'm paraphrasing here. But I think about the woman caught in adultery, right?
I mean, that's a ludicrous statement on his face that he would never say anything. He ticked off a lot of the people whose doctrine was in conflict.
But I think that Jesus gets co-opted from the other side. Sort of mamby-pamby Willy Wonka who just gives candy to everybody. Right. And Jesus says, neither do I condemn you. You know, where are your accusers? And then he says, go and leave your life of sin. And so I think we have to approach sexuality in terms of both grace and truth. And I think that what we see with Pride Month is there is a desire to affirm people's goodness and affirm who they are as a good thing. And as Christians, we know, I think more deeply than anybody, that every person has worth and dignity and value, but our identity is separate from our behavior, and it's much bigger than our sexuality, Bill. Our sexuality was never intended to carry the kind of whole person weight the other side, the progressive side, puts on it. And so I think that what we get with the Pride movement is a really distorted understanding of grace, and it's completely absent any truth. And the result of it, despite the flags and despite the parades and the happiness and the, you know, I think a distorted understanding of affirmation, it's ultimately destructive. And I think that we have to help our kids understand that, yes, we want to accept people, but we're actually able to accept people and love people in a way that's bigger than just their behavior, and we're able to say that their behavior doesn't define their identity and who they are. And on that progressive side, you know, there's this idea that our sexuality is the entirety of our identity. And it's just a lie, Bill. It's not the truth. And so as Christians, part of the good news that we have to offer is, God's gift of sexuality is a good thing. But it was never intended to carry the kind of weight that our culture is making it carry. And I think my last thing I want to say is the culture is doing that because they've thrown God out the window and they're grasping for transcendence somewhere. And, in our sexuality, there is a hint of transcendence, of something bigger than ourselves that reflects who God is. But again, it's a reflection. It's not the real thing, right?
You're touching on right there, I want to just put that out in big bold. It's not the real thing, Adam.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. See, we're caught up in studying all the wrong things. It's like, you and I talked about this. It's like, what bankers do in identifying the counterfeit. Right. They don't study counterfeits. They study the legitimate. So to your point, what we need to do is sit down with our kids and study God's love and what the legitimate attributes of God's love is all about, and the love that he intended for his creation to enjoy. See, but we spend time with, you know, all these magazines and all these other titillating diversions that have nothing to do with the genuineness and the identity, the godly identity that God himself is projecting for his creation. So because we get caught up in all this other morass of counterfeit crap out there, excuse me, then, you know, we're messed up in our thinking. And you're bringing up an excellent point here, and that is that we need to really bear down. What does God say about love? And the thing is that when we understand what God says about love, mercy will naturally flow.
Absolutely it will. And I think that we may be uncomfortable with this conversation. And, you know, I think back in the day, Bill, I think parents felt like they were doing a good job if they had the talk, right? One talk. We check the box and we move on. It's got to be an ongoing conversation. My
they have one. Hang on, just a second. I'm sorry, just to interrupt you real quick.
No, no worries.
They have one talk with their kids, and meanwhile, their peer group is talking about it at lunch and every time at recess and all this stuff. So your one talk is enough to offset the hundreds of talks that are being done by their peer group. Go ahead.
Well, my eighth grade daughter came home the other day, and she said that the rumor going around was that one of the girls and one of the boys in their class had sex. And so I said, well, let's talk about that. You know, tell me about that. What do you think about that? How are people responding to that? Does that seem like a good idea to you? How does that compare to what, we see in Scripture? And, Bill, it's staggering to me that we have eighth graders having sex. That's the culture we're living in. And I could wish that it was different, but it's not. And so as I help my own kids navigate this, I want them to know you can always come and talk to me and talk to your mom about this stuff. We want to be engaged with this conversation because it's so critically important.
We have to throw our bodies over these landmines in such a way as we were talking about earlier with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton struck out a sexual revolution among kids. There was these two Christian men that wrote a book. They did a deep study just on Christian girls after, Bill Clinton had made his infamous, I didn't have sex with that girl and all this other stuff. And so the interpretation that went rampant was like a pandemic amongst, Christian, Jesus-believing young girls and boys was that sex wasn't about A going into B. It was anything else was all acceptable. I mean, and they didn't go out there and talk to a bunch of secular girls. They went in the church. And Adam, you cannot believe what was being said and how they interpreted and how it got mollified. And I mean, this went rampant, throughout the body of Christ.
Yep, you're exactly right. And we've got to talk about it, Bill.
Well, thank you for doing that. And thank you for, bringing up again, reminding us, most importantly, that is that we've got to study the legitimate expression, God's definition. And when we look at the legitimate, the illegitimate will speak out starkly. And as you say, mercy will flow naturally. Adam Holtz, you're awesome. Thank you, sir.
Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other.